like all of you that watched the game today, we felt we had lots of chances to have a different outcome. We have to take advantage of the opportunities that we have in all three phases. And I think that we normally have been a very good team in the red zone, and we were not able to convert and score touchdowns there. And when you do that, you put yourself behind the eight ball when you're playing a good football team like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Overall, we didn't play well enough to win the ball game. Consistency throughout, something that we are still striving for as a as a team. But we will move on to New Orleans and get prepared for a very interesting 2 weeks, not only in the NFC South and for the people here in Atlanta, but for the people around the NFL. And with that, I'll open it up for questions, Daryl.
Coach, what do you make of the recent trend of falling behind and trying to scramble back for the last two games?
Well, we didn't start fast on offense. We were hit and miss throughout the day, and we were not making the plays early in the game. We were off a little bit, and then we came back and moved the football. And it, consistency continues to be something that we have to be better at. Go ahead.
Was part of that trying to make up for the void left by Julio's absence?
I don't think so. I think that we had a plan, and we had some opportunities to make some plays in the first half of the game there in the first quarter, and we just didn't make them. And I think they're very close, close plays, and you've got to make those close plays.
Without looking at the film yet, what are your general impressions on the defense? You seem to stop the running game with Bell, but they maybe hurt you a little bit passing.
They did hurt us passing the football. I think they had 200 yards passing or 210 yards passing in the first half. Our goal was to stop him. He'd had three consecutive games with over 200 yards. We felt that they were going to try to give us a big dose of them. Thought we did a good job on the run there in the early in the game. On the catch, we had some issues in terms of communication on who was going to be taking the back. They checked it down, and he had an explosive play. I thought that our guys fought on the defensive side of the football. They did a very good job holding the first two drives to field goal attempts. That's a very good football team that has gone out and thrown the ball around. We've got to be better in defending the pass. There's no doubt about that.
Can you talk about the mindset with Julio? I mean, I'm sure you guys need him for those last two games. And you were confident all week about him playing and stuff like that, but did you look at him and say, hey, you know what, you really need him for these two stretch games?
We want Julio Jones out there on the field anytime that he can be out there. This game was just as important in our mind as any game. There's so many different things that can happen when you've still got 3 weeks left in the season. Our people in the medical department and staff felt like it wasn't in his best interest to go out there and play the game. They're going to be the ones that make that decision. Mike Smith's not going to make the decision about Julio Jones, nor is Julio Jones. The doctors are going to do that, and they're going to talk it through. We were confident as the week went on that he might be able to make it. As we got closer to the game, the decision became apparent that we weren't going to have him. We're not going to play the what-if games about play this week, play that week. We want to have our best players out there every week.
Coach, one day we could see Roddy's banner, his jersey hanging from the stadium. Today he set the franchise all-time record for touchdowns. So what has he meant to you, this franchise, to break that record?
Well, Roddy White has been a great player. He's a very good teammate. He's about as passionate a football player that I've ever been around. He hates to lose, and when you have guys like that on your football team, you're going to win a lot of football games. And since we've been here, we've won a number of football games, and Roddy's helped us do that, not only by his plays on the field, but how he responds to what we do in practice and how we prepare.
One of the key plays in the game was that interception return for a touchdown.
unusual that two guys would play together so long, like Matt and Harry, like this game?
They made a very good play on the interception that was returned for a touchdown. It was a very critical play. We had a nice kickoff return, had good field position, and you know, unfortunately, we didn't make the play. They did, and you know, we've got to be able to get that guy on the ground. It's not just the interception. We've got to be able to get the guy on the ground and give our defense an opportunity to go out there and play. And you know, that was a critical play in the game, but there were a number of them. There at the end, there was, you know, there were some plays that we needed to make on defense that we, you know, that we didn't.
What did you say? You were saying something about the illegal contact on Trufant.
I just was asking, what happened. My eyes weren't there, so I did not see it. You know, in any football game, there's a bunch of things that you have questions about. You guys question, you know, a number of things about why a guy didn't catch a ball, what was called, what wasn't. Hey, we have the same thing about the game as well, and officiating's one of it. Unfortunately, it's not anything that we can talk about as a head coach in the National Football League.
Coach, did Julio warm up inside here or test it out at all? Because we didn't see him come out.
He worked in here with our AP guys. In fact, this area is doubles as the, you know, the area where we warm our guys up. And we made the determination as he went through his initial warm up that it was not going to be in his best interest for him to, you know, to play in the ball game today. And we made that decision.
There was also a play where Matt slipped feet first.
Again, I can't talk about that, John. I would love to talk about it, but you can't talk about it. It's too expensive to talk about.
Do you have a no dancing when you're downhill? We're seeing people dancing when you're still down.
I'm sorry?
You got scoring and dancing when you're losing the game.
Look, again, scoring touchdowns in the NFL, they're hard to come by. That's an individual's choice in terms of what they want to do after they score a touchdown.
Anybody else? Thanks.
I just got curious. It's been such a strange season. And as you stand here, though, you take care of it the rest of the way. You still got a shot. How does that feel? How odd is that?
How odd? Well, nothing is odd about an NFL season. we've sat on the other side of it, going on the road and having to play an 8-8 team that went to the Super Bowl, playing a 7-9 team that won a Super Bowl, 9-7 team that won a Super Bowl. You know, so we're just, you know, we're just glad that we're in the situation that we're in. And we know what we have to do. And I think it's going to be a very interesting 2 weeks, not only for the NFC South, but all across the NFL. And that's what the schedule makers want, and I think they've done a hell of a job doing it.
Mike, can you talk real quick, though? Ronnie said something about how tough it is to go to New Orleans. You know, you haven't had great luck there, you know, playing there. Just talk about the toughness of having to go on the road to play that team.
Yeah. That's a great rivalry, and I can promise you this: there'll be a lot of Atlanta Falcons down there in that dome. I have no doubt in my mind that there'll be a lot. So we'll go down there, and we're going to go compete against our rival. There's no doubt about it. We've talked about it for years, and it's hard to win. It's hard to win on the road in this league, but we've gone down there and done it before. And that's our intention, is to go out there and do it again.
Okay, guys, thanks.